الحمد لله أوله بلا أول كان قبله وآخره بلا آخر يكون بعده الذي قصرت عن رؤيته أبصار الناظرين وعجزت عن نعته أوهام الواسفين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا حبيبنا وطبيب نفوسنا أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين سيما بقية الله العظم بقية الله خير لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين ولعنة الدائم على أعدائهم وغاصب حقوقهم ومنكري فذائلهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في محكم الكتاب المجيد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونفخ في السور فسائق من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا من شاء الله ثم نفق في أخرى فإذا هم قيام يندرون صدق الله العلي العظيم صلى الله عليه وسلم چوتھی گفتگو موت اور اس کی حقیقت اور اس کے بعد جو حقائق موجود ہے اس حوالے سے ہماری ہے اور آخری گفتگو رہے گی آج اور ہم چاہتے ہیں کہ اس گفتگو کو تھوڑا سا کنکلوژن بھی پیش کریں جو اب تک جو گفتگو ہوئی ہے پہلے اور اس کے ساتھ ساتھ جو آخری منزل ہے قیامت کی اس کو تھوڑا سا اشارہ کریں کل ہم نے جو دنیا اور آخرت میں ڈفرینسز ہے وہ آپ کی خدمت میں پیش کیے تھے مثلا جو سب سے پہلے کہا گیا تھا کہ یہ دنیا سفر ہے اور آخرت قرار ایک دوسرے یہ جو مادہ ہے اس دنیا میں اور اس کا جو ڈیمینشن ہے اور اس کے جو کوالٹیز ہے دیٹ وہ چینج ہو جائے گا آخرت میں بھی مادہ ہے میٹیریل ہے میٹر ہے بٹ کوئی ڈفرینٹ ڈیمینشن میں وی گیو دی ایگزامپلس دی ادر تھنگ جو تیسری چیز ہم نے عرض کی تھی کہ ملائکہ کے حوالے سے کہ ملک اس دنیا میں حجاب میں ہیں ہمارے کو نظر نہیں آتے لیکن آخرت میں وہ حجاب میں نہیں ہیں اور چوتھی کے جو شعور ہے ہر اشیاء کا جو خدا نے خلق کیے ہیں وہ شعور آخرت میں بڑھ جائے گا اس دنیا میں ہم اسے نان لیونگ تھنگ سمجھتے ہیں یہ گواہی نہیں بات نہیں کر سکتا لیکن آخرت میں اشیاء جو ہے اس کا شعور ہوگا اسی وجہ سے زمین گواہی دے گی اور کیا خوبصورت شعر آغا نے پڑھا ہے کہ ہر ریت سے پوچھا جائے گا جو وہ ہے ٹائٹل وہ تھیم جو ہے اس میں اس کی حقیقت یہی ہے کہ آخرت میں ہر چیز جو ہے اس کا شعور بڑھ جائے گا اور اس سے گفتگو کی جا سکتی ہے اور وہ خدا متعال کی گواہی دے گا اور جو خوبصورتی میں شاعر نے کہا ہے حتیٰ اہل بیت علیہ السلام کی محبت کی بھی گواہی دے گا خوب اس کے بعد جو آخری ڈفرنس جو شاید ہم نے اشارہ نہیں کیا تھا وہ یہ تھا کہ خدا متعال اس دنیا میں علت اور معلول کی حقیقت کے پیچھے چھپا ہوا ہے یعنی یہ کہ اگر میں خدا کو سمجھ پاؤں یا خدا پہ یقین لاؤں تو میں علت اور معلول کے ذریعے کاز اینڈ افیکٹ کے ذریعے خدا متعال فار اے فلاسفر اس کے ذریعے جو ہے خدا کو قبول کرتا ہوں یا تو کوئی ایسا اولیاء اللہ ہو کہ وہ پریزنس خدا کا حضور جو ہے سب جگہ جو ہے اسے سمجھ میں آتا ہو اور دیکھ رہا ہو جو درجہ کمال ہے اور آیات اس میں اشارہ بھی کرتے ہیں پہلے بھی آپ کی خدمت میں ان آیاتوں کو میں نے پیش کیا ہے مثلا وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ يَا أَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ یعنی یا کوئی ایسا اولیاء کرام ہو ولی اللہ ہو جو خدا کے حضور کو وجہ خدا متعال کو ہر طرف دیکھ رہا ہو مگر آخرت یہ ہے کہ وہاں پہ پریزنس آف گاڈ وہاں پہ حضور خدا متعال موجود ہے یعنی اس لیول پہ ضروری نہیں ہے شخص ولی اللہ بنے تاکہ وہ اینما تولو فضم وجہ اللہ کی حقیقت کو سمجھ سکے اسی وجہ سے ہم یہ دیکھتے ہیں کہ جو روایات اور جو آیات سپورٹ کرتے ہیں کہ جو افراد فرعون اور آل فرعون جو ظلم کریں وہ افراد جو نیک عمل انجام نہیں دیے ہیں, خدا کا فرمان بجا نہیں لائے ہیں, وہ افراد جب جہنم میں ہوں گے وہ یہ کہیں گے فرشتوں سے, جاؤ اور جا کر ہمارے خدا سے کہو کہ ہم پہ عذاب کم کرے. یعنی وہی افراد جو اس دنیا میں خدا کو قبول نہیں کرتے تھے, آخرت میں کیونکہ وجود خدا المتعال, پریزنس ان کا موجود ہے, تو وہ قبول کریں گے خدا المتعال کو. یعنی جو ڈفرینس دنیا اور آخرت کا ہے وہ ایک یہ ہے کہ جو پریزنس آف گاڈ ہے وہ آخرت میں بہت کلیئر ہوگا, حتیٰ فرعون کے لیے بھی. یعنی مومنین کے تو البتہ بجائے اس اپنی جگہ پر, لیکن حتیٰ وہ لوگ جو خدا کو قبول نہیں کرتے تھے ان کے لیے بھی, اور جو یہاں نیک افراد ہیں وہ یعنی جو علت اور معلول کے ذریعے خدا کو سمجھتے ہیں اور قبول کرتے ہیں وہ وہاں پہ نہیں ہوگا. صلوات علی محمد والے محمد. سو آئی جسٹ وانٹڈ ٹو مینشن دیٹ ان انگلش دیٹ ون پوائنٹ وچ وی مسڈ yesterday is in relation to the difference between dunya and akhira. I will not explain in detail, I'll just mention it, and that is the presence of God in the hereafter is clear, is crystal clear, even for those who never believed in God while they were in this dunya. Why they didn't believe in this God, why they didn't believe in God is because they didn't utilize their intellect to understand it, number one, or they were fooled by their nafs and desire, that's why they didn't believe it, for example. So God here is hidden behind the veil of cause and effect. However, in the hereafter, God is not hidden behind anything. His presence is crystal clear, even for those who are burning in the pits of hell. That's why they call up to their angels, say, go tell your, to tell our Lord, that they lessen the azab. They will not tell the angel, oh angel, lessen my azab. Rather, they will say, go tell our Lord that they lessen the azab. You know, if in this dunya, if somebody is hitting me, if somebody is giving me pain, you know, I will say that, you know, don't do it that. But I will not say that, oh God, don't do it, masalan. You know what I mean? So, it's in the hereafter, the last difference is that the presence of God or God is not hidden behind the chain of cause and effect. Salat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Now, taking the discussion a bit further and to point out to that after Barzakh, it's the time which is the time of the Day of Judgment. And there is no doubt that we have not even touched many issues, you know, such as visiting the graves, for example, which is a very important issue. And we find number of traditions from the Prophet, you know, to go and visit. For example, there's the hadith which says that Zuriya Qubura, go visit the graves, amwatakum, of your, you know, those who have died, fasallimu alayhim, and give salutations to them. You know, you go and give salutations to them, fa inna lakum fihim ibratun, and for you in it is ibrat. Okay, you might have noticed that in Baqi, they have made a big hadith on Baqi, and they say, you know, you should, the reason and the purpose of visiting grave is just because it's a place where you remember death. Ibrat ke liye hai sirf. Qabr ko isliye jao kyunki Rasool bolte hain ibrat hasil karne ke liye. But this hadith says, no, go give salutations as well. Where in the seerah and sunnat of the Prophet was that he would go and give salams in Baqi. And he, Hazrat Fatimah Zahra Salamul Alayha, would go and visit the grave of, you know, Hazrat Hamza, right? So we find that within the seerah of the Masumeen, within the seerah of the Prophet, that they have done it and they have recommended it. You go and do that. You know, and to the, for example, in relation to, particularly they say, for parents, you know, if a person, I think I mentioned this earlier as well, that if there be that a person who doesn't have his loved parents, he should go visit them and give them salutation. And even to the extent that if your du'as are not mustajab, you go there, because that makan is a makan of mercy for you, because mother and parents were channel of mercy for you in this dunya. So once you enter that makan, which were the mercy for you, obviously you are entering a parameter, obviously you are entering a makan which have the blessing, which have the mercy of God. Although he might not be present in that physical sense as such, but you know, there is some relationship with that spirit, with that soul, with that grave that exists. Right? And to the extent now we take this on a different level, where I mentioned this in Masaib the other day, that the body, the jasad, the body of those individuals who have worked according to the will of God, the way God wanted them to function, their body also becomes pure. That is why there is no decomposition of the body. You know, many of the awliya and, you know, many of the traditions that are there that says that if you do this, 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 your body will not decompose. If you give azan, your body will not decompose. If you cut your nails on a Friday, your body will not decompose. If you take ghusl Jummah, your body will not decompose. There are a number of traditions mentioning that the body will not decompose and it will stay intact. And I don't want to get into the incidents, historical events where the body didn't compose of awliya. You know, hur, for example, even the handkerchief that was tied by Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and it was Nadir Shah, or is one of the Shahs who said that, you know, it was hur who was responsible for bringing Imam Hussain. And we read in the historical books that there was his forehead was bleeding, and Imam Hussain had tied the kerchief of Janab Zahrat. So as he was the king, he said he wanted to take that out. He digs open the grave, the body of hur was intact. And he pulls that kerchief, the blood started to gush out, it filled the whole grave. He said, he put that kerchief back, you know, it was the gift of Hussein to him. And then, they closed the grave again. So, I mean, you have many incidents been recorded that the bodies of the pure ones, of the good ones, those who sincerely really work for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, this might be a bit of, our youngsters will get confused, but because they had these questions last night about, you know, the hereafter and barzakh, you know, in England, few years ago, there was an article that they reported they found graves, like old, you know, about, at least, thousands of years, I don't exactly know, but old graves, the moral of the story is that their bodies were intact. You know, how can that be possible? Maybe that they were sincere and good people and never knew, the hujjat was not finished upon them, that Islam exists. You know, how can you blame that man that he doesn't know the noor of Quran is not given to him? The noor of, you know, the Prophet is not shown to him. The noor of Wilayat is not shown to him. So, hujjat is not finished upon him. Right? And these were the questions that, alhamdulillah, the children were asking the other day. You know, mashallah, may Allah protect them and guide them. Make them strong in their iman. So, therefore, the bodies are pure of those awliya. Those who have, you know, they lived according to the way that God wants them to live. Their bodies become pure. And when their bodies become pure, you have these incidents in history taking place. You know, with the head of Hussein, for example, for our children, I'm mentioning this. You know, they will say, how can that be possible, you know, that the Christian priest in Balabak or in Halab, he takes the head of Imam Hussein, he reports this in history, that there was this noor, you know, coming from the heaven in which there were personalities like the Ulul Azm Prophet, so on and so forth. Yes, Imam Hussain alayhi salam, you know, he is shaheed, he died, he is in the, you know, Jannat-e Barzakhi, no doubt. But even his jasad is tayyar and tayyab, and that body that have supported him to carry out the will and act of God is respectable. You know, when a thing that we, when the name of Hussain is written on a piece of paper, on a tissue, that is respectable, we respect that. This is the body of Hussain we are talking about. This is the body of a Waliullah we are talking about. This is the body of an Imam. So definitely the bodies, you know, itself, that cage that belong to them, it is pure and tayyib. And that is why you have these traditions. For example, in Ziyarat al-Jami'a, you recite, you know, wa mukhtaliful malaika. Our salutations, our salams to those personalities where there is constant influx of malaika, meaning that malaika come and go. So even the angels, they visit, and influx means come in and going. Mukhtalif, ikhtilaf. You know, we tend to say ikhtilaf really means ikhtilaf. Ikhtilaf, difference. You know, ikhtilaf ummati means rahmah. You know, that's how we tend to joke ourselves. Oh, it's because of mercy. Ikhtilaf means that, you know, coming and going of ummah from one place to the other is mercy. You know, isn't it merciful that you guys all travel and you come here and the Islam is spreading here? This is ikhtilaf of ummah. Coming and going. People come from there, people go from there, you know, from here to other places, they learn things with each other. This is ikhtilaful malaika. Mukhtaliful malaika, we are mentioning, so what does that mean? This ikhtilaf in malaika or what? You know, coming and going means ikhtilaf. Not that ikhtilaf, if I have a problem with you, oh, it's mercy, oh, let's, you know, no. You know, coming and going, you know. So therefore, you know, we are ummat wahida, we are one. There's no ikhtilaf, we are one. You know, coming and going. Anyway, so what I'm trying to point out to you is that coming and going. People come here, for example, we welcome our brothers who are here, and they go back. You know, I mean, I'll be very frank. There might be ikhtilafat in terms of our ideology, but look at that. They come here and they go. That is mercy.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? I mean, we might have difference of opinion, but they come here, they visit. Isn't that mercy that we wish each other? We are happy with each other, we hug with each other. That's this coming and of them going is rahmat. Not that, okay, you have ikhtilaf means that, okay, you don't believe in what I believe in and I don't believe what you believe in, this is mercy. No, this is multiplicity, right? Yeah. Anyway, salat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So therefore, the bodies of the pure ones are intact, they don't decompose. And they are respectable. That's why you find these mukashifat of the good ones where they see that the nur coming from the heaven and respecting the body of the awliya. Now, obviously, there are many affairs that we haven't addressed and mentioned because, you know, we are getting closer to the salat time. I don't want to take that. Okay, now I will quickly go through the verse which talks about the day of judgment and how people will be raised from their grave. Okay. وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ Their trumpet will be blown. Israfil will blow that trumpet. Okay? And then what will happen after that? You know, it is a fasa'iqa. It's a sound. It's a sound wave. And through this sound, مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ Whatsoever be in the heaven and earth. Even that person who have blown that trumpet, even the angels that exist, even the arwah who are in barzakh, the souls who are in barzakh, the closest angels such as Jibreel, with that sound wave, whatsoever exists in the heaven and earth, but there's something else here. Illa man shaa, except that whom with God agrees. That means that there will be certain personalities, they will not be go in a state of unconscious. Whatsoever in the heaven and earth, everything will go in a state of, you know, that's I'm being very careful in using the word being unconscious. It's not like they will be destroyed, no. You know, Qiyamah is not like every, yes, you know, there are verses, there will be the Zalzala and the, you know, is a Shamsu Kuwirat, the light will be put off and so on and so forth. That will happen. But this will not be destroyed. As we are saying that it is a caterpillar being developing into a new creation, butterfly. That's what is taking place here. So it's like you have a watch, you dismantle the whole thing, it's right there. But in order for that dismantle must take place in the first place. You know, it's not being destroyed. So there's that, these arwah, they go in a state of unconscious. And then this whole, you know, new stage is created. And these spirits which are in the state of unconscious, they are put back into their bodies and they are back again. That's what is taking place. It's not like, yes, Qiyamah is destruction. Destruction doesn't mean that it's going to non-existence. It exists. You know, the belief, our belief of Muslims that is Jannat is not just mental state. It's not just imaginary body that you have. You will enter Jannah with your physical body. Jannah is something physical. Right? So, you know, when that trumpet is blown, that the state of unconsciousness for the arwah, for the angels, you know, and then things will start, you know, change. Basically, it's dismantling of things, the mountains, the light will put off and everything, because it has the whole thing have to go through a new khalqan jadid, a new creation have to take place. As we say, the dimensions will change, as we are talking about. You know, the matter could have the ability to fly, the increase of the consciousness of things. A new thing have to have form. The butterfly have to come out from that, you know, that caterpillar, which is new completely and beautiful, right? So that is that God have to do that. You know, that God have to make that, create that Jannah, create all that, those things. And that is not, souls doesn't have the capacity to comprehend and see that what's going on. It's not easy. Illa man sha'ala, except by those souls which have that strong capacity to see. And when we look at this verse and we place a hadith which comes from Allama Majlisi in Bihar that says that, you know, these are four beings who will be present to witness the creation of Jannah again. And that is Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. And Hassan wa Hussein Sayyida Shababi Ahlul Jannah. These are the four beings. Now, what is the haqiqat of Fatima? That's wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. We cannot really comprehend and understand what Fatima is. Where the Prophet says Umme Abiha. So we don't want to get into that. Nobody really knows. It's a mystery in itself. So that is something else. You know, what is Fatima? You know, where she's been compared to the night of Qadr. You know, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Does anyone comprehend what is the night of Qadr is? They say Fatima is symbolized as that. You know, it's a mystery in itself. Anyways, because we don't have time, here are the four being, and this kind of like will be easily digested, because we know that Amir al-Mu'mineen, he himself said, when Adam was being created, I was watching that. I was the one who mixed up the clay of Adam. I mean, there's a consensus by the Urafa, by many of the, you know, scholars from Ahle Tasannun as well on this, that they do agree. وَلَوَمَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ نُورِي. The first thing God created is the Noor, is the Muhammadan light. So therefore, it is from when that is the first creation, everything created out of this Muhammadan light. So therefore, they were witnessing that, the creation of the heaven, the creation of the earth, the creation of Adam, so on and so forth. You know, the creation comes out, it evolves from that Muhammadan light. And one of the secrets behind, you know, when we send salutations to the Prophet and the Ahle Prophet, is that when you send salutations to the Prophet and Ahle Prophet, it really returns back to us, because we are evolved from that Muhammadan light itself. So that will happen, and then, you know, the question where, after that, illa man sha, thumma, again, nufiqa fihi ukhra, again, you know, that trumpet will be blown, fa'idha hum qiyaman yandurun, and then they will come out from the graves, you know, standing. And then this verse continues, it's Surah Zumar, and it's very good. It goes, wa ashraqatil ardu bi nuri rabbiha, you know, the light of the God will be seen by them. Wa wudiya al-kitaba wa ja'a bin nabiyyin wa shuhada wa qudiya baynahum bil haqq, you know, Sata Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Whose daughter is that? Sata Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. This is an indication that we are getting close to the prayer time. So, inshallah, and also, you know, crying. So, therefore, it is that zikr tawassul to Ahl Bayt alayhimus salam. That's another indication. You know, really, the vehicle of tears, the vehicle of love, upon which وَبَعَثَهُمْ فِي طَرِيقِ مُحَبَّتِ, as the fourth Imam says, that he created the creation and he placed on the path of love, is really the swiftest and the greatest vehicle that will take us near the awliya, near the anbiya, near Quran, near Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So there's a lot to be discussed. You know, the issue of shafaat, the issue of hisab kitab, the issue of what form they will come into, but we don't have time for that, unfortunately.
Does that mean that warrants another trip?
Allahumma sallam. Inshallah, if Allah. And this reminds me, thank you very much, to thank everybody for being here, for giving me the opportunity to discuss these things. Me personally, I'm really nothing. I just have translated the work of, like I said, I always refer to my elders, Aga Karati, the discussions which I had with Aga Behmanpour and other books here and there. And it's just a typical discussion that we had, and I was blessed for that. Thank you very much. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your presence. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the zikr and ibadat that we have done, inshallah. Inshallah, we'll see how it goes. Inshallah, pray for me, inshallah. Thank you very much. So therefore, that's the day of judgment. And there are many other riwayat which says that, you know, as Imam Hussain, he himself have said that I'm leaving this in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, he will do the hukum between me and the qawm and what they have done to me. You know, that is something. And you have reports saying that, you know, Janab Fatima Zahra salamu alayhi will ask for the judgment by holding the hands of Abbas. That where is the judgment? What they have done to my children? And when we look at the life of Hazrat Zainab, as we haven't really mentioned much about her in the past four nights, if you look at the masail and on what level she was at, you know, the issues of maqtal is only comprehended and understood with an insight of ilm-e irfan, with an insight of what does it really mean by mukashifa, what does it really mean by unveiling of the truth, what does that mean? You know, when the poets write things such as Janab-e Fatima was present in maqtal, what does it mean that she was present? Our children, it's difficult for them to comprehend. No. You know, the point is that their presence in terms of that spiritual state and was seen by personalities who have that insight. Just now the poet recited, you know, Muhafiz is of a greater value than Hafiz. The head of Hussein was reciting Quran on the spear. That's what the poet recited. May Allah bless him, right? So here, those people who have that noor within them, they are able to see the recitation of the Quran from the head of Hussein. So it really requires that spiritual insight to things to see. They say that on the day after they burned the tents, and Hazrat Zainab was guarding the tents. And here it reports that an Arab on a horse was moving forward and forwards towards the tents. And here Zainab picks up a burned pole, and he says, "O Arab, you stand right there. I am the one who is guiding the women and children tonight. And I am the daughter of Ali." And as the horseman, the rider, moves forward and forward, and he unveils himself. And here she goes, "O father, this is the time that you have arrived where I have lost Hussein, where I have lost my brother Abbas." The conversation that is depicted in that poetry, that's what it is. And some even go to the extent saying that as soon as she sees Amirul Mu'mineen, she runs and hides herself behind the women and children. And the women and children inquire, "What happened, O Zainab?" She says that, "I haven't gone in front of my father without hijab. How can I do that?" And here when we read, you know, I've been emphasizing that. Here when Ibn Ziyad says that how Allah breaks that statement that Zainab is so pious that she doesn't even go without hijab and no man have seen. You know, remember that? You know, we could clearly understand that. You have to put things together to understand these things. And after that, it says, when Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha was trying to look for Sakina as she was lost, she sees these two bodies on the ground. She thinks that the two children have gone to sleep or gone unconscious. And she turns them over, it was Aun and Muhammad. The very children of Zainab. And Zainab in that khutbah to Ibn Ziyad mentions that you think as you have uprooted my lineage, that's what had happened. Zainab had only two sons and no one. Think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for what you have done. You think that you are weak even if you uproot our children, our lineage. That's how she reacted. That's how she responded. And then one after the other, it says that when Zainab sees Hussein in that state in Maqtal, it was intolerable for her. She says, "Oh Hussein, if I had a chador on me, I would have spread that onto your body." Because the 12th Imam says, "My salutation to the Imam, to the Shaheed, who had no head on his body and no clothing upon him." That's why Hussein tears the kurta, the shirt he was wearing. He said, "I don't want the people to be greedy and even snatch the shirt that I'm wearing." It doesn't end here. It just continues one after the other. It's that very city that she was the princess. It's that very city that she used to give the lessons of Quran in Kufa. And she's going as a prisoner. And here she says, "Sajjad, I'm not entering Kufa with in this state that I'm a prisoner and in a state that I'm not wearing hijab. This is the city that where I taught what is hijab, and you want me to enter in this state?" And here Imam Sajjad alayhi salam points out to the head of Hussein, "Zainab." And the head says, "Zainab, it is the time of test. Enter." And here she enters in that very city, in that state. She's been called by name in front of people, in front of Khawarij, in front of people who are not Muslim in Sham. I mean, when we speak to our friends, we try to avoid taking name of our wife, try to take name of our sister and mother. We say, "My mother," and we say, "My sister." The name of Zainab was read in front of Yazid and the people who are 700 ministers. It doesn't end here. And when she returns back to Medina, she goes to the grave of Prophet and she says that, "If there was no crowd, oh my grandfather, I would have shown you the wounds that I have on my back, the wounds that I have on my shoulders." And all of this, Zainab was a very strong lady. She never cried for the children, Aun and Muhammad. When the Khafila goes back to Karbala, over there it's been mentioned that she never came to the she was at the grave of Hussein all the time. When the bodies of the Shuhada were bringing back, she never attended to the body of Aun and Muhammad, thinking that the brother will feel sad. Zainab control, but she lost control when she enters the house and opens the door and she sees her courtyard, and this is where she throws herself onto the ground and she says, "Aun and Muhammad." That is the time that she remembers and cries for. Allah la'natullah ala qawm al-zalimeen. Sayya'alamu al-ladhina zalimu ayyamun qalibin yanqalibun. Allahumma wa nad'uk بسمك العظيم الأعظم الأجل الأكرم بعدد ما أحاط به علمك بمولايا حجة ابن الحسن العسكري يا الله 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 يا رحمن يا رحيم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا قاضي الحاجات يا كافي المهمات إنك على كل شيء قدير. Ya Allah, bihaqq Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, accept this little خلیل عبادت of ours. یا اللہ بحق محمد و آل محمد forgive all of our sins and the sins of our marhumin and mahshur them with Ahl Bayt alayhim salam. Ya Allah bihaqq Muhammad wa ali Muhammad increase in our tawfiqat and give us strength to walk on the footsteps of Ahl Bayt alayhim salam. Ya Allah bihaqq Muhammad wa ali Muhammad give shifa to jumla mu'minin and mu'minat, particularly those who have requested us for shifa. Ya Allah bihaqq Muhammad wa ali Muhammad haste the zuhur of our 12th imam and include all of us and our friends and our relatives as his faithful companions and helpers. Ya Allah bihaqq Muhammad wa ali Muhammad protect Maraja'i Rabbaniyun, protect Ulama'i Rabbaniyun, particularly Ayatollah Sistani and Ayatollah Khamenei. Ya Allah bihaqq Muhammad wa ali Muhammad protect life, honor, dignity of Shiayan, of Amirul Mumineen, of lovers of Ahl Bayt alayhim salam, no matter where they live in this world. Ya Allah bihaqq Muhammad wa ali Muhammad protect our elderly ones and our young ones. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Matam-e Hussain.
Ya 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 Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya Hussain. Ya